This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
What I'd like to do is do a little verse-by-verse study, just very briefly. And then I'm going to give you 4 take-home thoughts and then conclude with one of the most powerful stories I've ever told from this pulpit. I really think it'll move you in a powerful way. Let's bring up verse 2. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. It's the only place in the Gospels where a person is identified as a chief tax collector. Remember, tax collectors were hated because they were appointed by the Roman government. They were considered traitors. And believe this or not, a tax collector had the authority and he had the Roman army to back him up to come into your house, look you over and look at what you own and say, okay, here's your tax. He just arbitrarily picked an amount. Can you imagine? It'd be like the IRS coming to your house and they just look to see what you have and say, okay, we want this much from you, regardless of your income, regardless of what your expenses were that year. That's what they did. And that he was a chief tax collector, meaning he had tax collectors underneath him. He was very wealthy, but he was also very hated. Did you know children were told, don't even speak to a tax collector? People were told, don't even ask a tax collector for change. Don't exchange money with them in any way. That's how despised they were. And my theory is this, that tax collectors, the only friends they had were other tax collectors. I think it was a very lonely position. I want you to look at verse 4. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. Isn't it interesting? He's so short. There's a big crowd. The only way he knew he could see was to be a little resourceful to climb up a tree. And even children know this part of the story, that he climbed up the tree to see Jesus. Let's bring up the next verse. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up at him and said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. I've always been intrigued by the words that Jesus uses. May I come to your house? No, that's not what he said. I must come to your house today. You know what I used to think about this story, that Zacchaeus was the bad boy of the neighborhood? And I used to think, well, Jesus picked Zacchaeus because Zacchaeus would be a dramatic conversion story, and wouldn't it be great press, great PR to show that the bad guy came around and believed in me, and I don't believe that is what happened at all. You know why Jesus went and pointed to him and said, I must come to your house today? I'll let you in on a little secret. I personally believe Jesus knew that his heart was open. I must come to your house because your heart is open. I wonder if that describes any man or any woman here today. Jesus is interested in coming to your house, a visitation upon your home, because he knows that in your spirit you are open to the Lord in a way that you have never been open before. Let me tell you when it takes place. There's an openness of people's spirits to the Lord when there's a tragedy. There's an openness of spirit when there's a new baby in the home. There's an openness of spirit when there's some change point in your life. Your kids go to school, a change point with jobs. Be aware of the change points in your life to know that that may be a time that the Lord is looking at you and saying, I must come to your house today. And you know what it meant when he said, I must come to your house? It wasn't, I need to socialize with you. I need to bless you. The Lord wants to come to your house today because there's something the Lord wants to do in your family that you can't do on your own. The Lord wants to come to your house today and to my house today because there's an element of something that I need in my life that I can't bring about. There's not enough books that I can read that will accomplish what the Lord God Almighty will accomplish in my life. Is it possible the Lord wants to come to your house today?
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.